The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect those of the owner, staff, or management of this radio station.
It's time for Know the Radio Show with Martha Sanchez. That's KNLW, a show focusing on providing women with information on issues that impact them daily on a physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional level. Martha is a registered nurse with a bachelor in nursing and a master's of business administration. And no, the radio show furthers her personal mission of empowering women to improve their lives by finding balance. Coming up, we'll discuss health issues, good nutrition, physical activity, parenting, relationship management, and things such as business building to personal growth and development, helping you cure the disease to please. It's Know the Radio Show on the Rockstar Radio Network. And now, here's your host, Martha Sanchez.
Thank you for joining me today, and welcome to Know the Radio Show, where every week I bring you information to help you monetize your business. Well, in preparation for today's show, my blog focused on giving you tips to know when a business opportunity is a good fit for you. And today's show is focused on providing you information regarding online businesses so you can find the right one for you as well. My guest today is Bridget Brady, also known as the Internet Goddess. Bridget left corporate America 6 years ago to start a very successful internet business, and she will be sharing tips on starting your own online business. Bridget is an online passive income authority, an author, a speaker, an artist. She has lived a double life of pursuing her artistic endeavors while working in the information technology industry for almost 20 years. She spent 10 years doing theater in New York, 12 years as an actor and singer in Los Angeles, and even starred in such movies and shows as Fast Girls, Dreamland, Saturday Night Live, and Ally McBeal. She also spent 15 years in corporate America, 7 of those as a software developer on Wall Street. Kind of a strange mix there. We're going to ask Bridget about that one. Well, I could go on, but let's bring on the very energetic Bridget Brady. Bridget, are you with us?
Martha Sanchez, I am so excited to be here. I am here and I am really excited to be on your show. Martha, first of all, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I think it is hysterical. You must have done a little extra cyber stalking on me to figure out all the different TV shows that I was on. That is hysterical. When I was listening to my intro, which was lovely, and you're like, oh yeah, she was on these TV shows. Cyber stalker, Martha Sanchez, and I love you for it. So, I spent 15 years in corporate America, and gosh, I guess it was, honestly, it was really more like 8 or 10 years ago after, you know, working for many, many years, 80 hours a week or, you know, 60, 70, 80, sometimes 100 hours a week in a cubicle. I said, you know, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way to still make a great living but have more freedom. And I would love to talk to you a lot more about that as soon as you and I can hear each other again. But there's a couple things. There's a lot of things that my life is about, but one of the things my life is about is freedom. And I'll tell you what, stuck in a cubicle 80 hours a week, I did not feel like I had a lot of freedom. And so I went on a search for something that was something that I could do that would still allow me to have a wonderful income and a fabulous lifestyle that wasn't working for someone else, that wasn't trading my time for dollars, that wasn't sitting in a cubicle 80 hours a week. And went on a search and looked at a lot of different possibilities of different businesses and different investments and everything from real estate to tax liens and tax deeds to stock market trading to precious metal investing. I mean, I looked at so many different options and finally found myself so happily in my own internet business, which I started 6 years ago. So I'm going to pause and see if, Martha, if you and I can talk again. Are we online together?
Yes, I can hear you now. They fixed it. There was some sort of glitch going on. I guess our connection was bad.
But here we are together. So that I'm like, should I keep talking? Should I stop talking? Let's see what happens.
It could be the Bridget show today.
It is. I love it. So that's just, there was me, a little bit of my background filling the space while we were reconnected. But I started my internet business 6 years ago, and it has, oh my goodness, it's been so amazing. It has changed my life. I, really went from 80 hours a week in a cubicle to as many hours a week as I want at my home in my PJs. And I love it. It's really good. It's a good, working at home in my PJs is a beautiful, beautiful thing. I love it.
Yeah. And, we talked about this before, that you did a lot of research before you really decided where to go with that. When we were talking about you being on the show, I asked you several questions about it, because there's so many things out there. And I know a lot of folks have been burnt out there. So you want to share a little bit about the type of research that you did when you were looking to start up your business?
I can. I think it really depends on the background that someone is coming from. So now I live in this really interesting sort of sphere of influence where I'm connected with so many different entrepreneurs, and I've been to so many different seminars and so many different courses, which many of which I highly recommend. Some of them I do not, some of them I do. Again, you want to be choosy. You want to be particular about the courses that you're investing your time and money in. But now I live in this really cool culture of entrepreneurs and people with different opportunities and ways to make passive income and start businesses and do investments. Now, if we rewind 8 or 10 years, I think it started when I was back on Wall Street. I remember, this was, my goodness, I guess like 12 or 13 years ago now. I'm working on Wall Street, and I literally am, I hate to use these cliches, but I was such a slave to the man. Like, I was a slave to the dollar, and, got up at the crack of who knows what in the morning and put on my suit and grabbed my suitcase and put on my tennis shoes and carried my heels and ran to the bus and took the bus down to Wall Street and literally was just chained to my desk every single day. And it was at that moment that I started actually getting the inkling. So when we talk about research, back then, this was 12 or 13 years ago, I started reading books like Rich Dad Poor Dad. That's when I read Rich Dad Poor Dad. That's when I read by Robert Kiyosaki. That's when I read The Money Drunk. That's when I started looking and opening my horizons, because I had an inkling. I had an idea, and I didn't have any friends who were entrepreneurs. All my friends were employees, but I had an idea that there must be another way. And so the initial part of my research, honestly, was reading and educating myself. And that was the first time it was Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. It was the first time I ever even heard the concept of stop trading your time for dollars, stop trading your time for money. And so it started there. And then it kind of, but I didn't really know what to do. So it started there. I ended up moving to LA, and this desire inside of me to be an entrepreneur kept growing. Like, this little spark had started, this little flame was ignited, and I said, man, oh man, I know there's a way to get out of my job, and now I'm going to start looking. And then I went from just reading books to really start attending different seminars and going to different classes and getting more specific, like you said, Martha, in terms of research about what were the possibilities out there for me. Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely. And I share that in common with you, because I think it is so difficult for people that are out in corporate America to really think as entrepreneurs, even though they are at heart and they kind of don't fit the mold, because a lot of people don't get you. They just don't. I had this conversation with our friend Larry Broughton last week about this. It's incredible. It's a totally different mindset, and you can try and explain it, but it's just not something they necessarily understand. And, you just have to affiliate yourself with people of like mind, as you said before. I think that's very important. Doing the research, doing some of the reading, and all of that stuff is also very important. But once you've done that, to surround yourself with people who know things.
Yeah, and it is a mindset, and there's nothing wrong, you know, I have many, many W-2 friends, and I love them, and, you know, I have those friends who say, when are you going to give this up and just get a job? I'm like, yeah, never, but thanks. Yeah, it's not who I am anymore, so it's interesting.
Well, listen, we're coming up on a hard break, so we'll be back in a few moments, and we'll be back with Bridget Brady, and if you want information on Bridget, her website is moreonlineincome.com.
No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Eleanor Roosevelt, this is Know the Radio Show, helping you cure the disease to please. And we'll be right back with more from Martha Sanchez after these on the Rockstar Radio Network. Get ready for Smart Health with your host, Dr. Glenn Mia. Friday afternoons at 2 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Smart Health is a one-hour program dedicated to discussions, interviews, and news in the ever-changing world of medicine. Information leads to smart choices, and smart choices lead to a healthier lifestyle. That's the quote of host and broadcast journalist Dr. Glenn Mia, M.D. This magazine-style radio show is a fast-paced program bringing together medical experts, authors, and patients to examine what works and what doesn't in staying healthy. Dr. Glenn Mia is a board-certified physician in pediatrics and internal medicine. His philosophy to wellness starts with an investment. He says proper nutrition, rest, and exercise are the best personal investments to maintaining good health. So join us for Smart Health with Dr. Glenn Mia. Fridays at 2 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Do you want to get a contact high? Tune in for fun, inspiration, and motivation every Friday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Learn how to maximize your mojo and just say no to the status quo. Get inspired and motivated by a fun-loving coach who knows what it's like to get through this thing called life. With your High on Life coach, Audra Irwin, each Friday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time and 12 noon Eastern, right here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Welcome back to Know, the radio show, that's K-N-O-W Know, with Martha Sanchez. She's here to provide you with information and resources that will empower you to balance your life, both personally and professionally, guiding you to become a healthier, happier, and more productive you. So let's get back to the show. It's Know, the radio show, empowering women one topic at a time on the Rockstar Radio Network. And here again is your host, Martha Sanchez.
Welcome back, and we're here with Bridget Brady, the internet goddess. I love the way you picked your name there, Bridget.
Well, if I'm going to have a brand, I'm going to have a brand that makes me giggle and that I like, of course.
I know, and if anybody knows you, they know that it's just you. The name is just you. Because she's very effervescent, very energetic, a happy person. So it just matches you. It really does.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
And well, we were talking before about you having done your research. So after you did your research and then you surrounded yourself with the mindset, as we said, was really important, what were your next steps?
So interestingly enough, you know how you've heard, I don't know if you've heard this, I've heard this, when the student is ready, the teacher appears, you know, sort of that really great law of attraction yumminess, where when you really ready yourself internally, the external stuff starts to fall into place, even though sometimes that can really frustrate me, because I'm like, I just want the external stuff, but I find that that is true, and I, you know, research, and honest to goodness, you know, sort of when I was ready, my vehicle appeared, and it was actually a friend of mine who introduced me to the idea of owning my own internet business and making money online. Okay, so now if we go back to your intro at the beginning of the show, Martha, and you talked about, well, isn't that weird that she is an actor and a singer and owns this internet business? Yes, absolutely. It's a little odd. However, this is why I settled on internet business. So I'm about a lot of things in my life. My core values are loyalty and integrity. I'm also about freedom and balance. And so when I really hooked into the idea of making money with the internet and making money online, first of all, it just made sense to me. The internet is consistently expanding, and I was like, okay, sign me up for an industry that is consistently expanding. That's one. But two, I was like, huh, if I'm making my money with the internet, if I'm making money online, I probably don't have to go to an office. I probably don't have to go hardly anywhere. I will probably be able to create that freedom that I've been looking for so long, to be able to sing and act and spend time with my family and spend time with my loved ones and travel the world. Like, if there really is a way to make money with my own internet business, that is probably a really great idea. And honestly, it came to me, like, this is the truth. I did. I researched, and then I found myself in the right place at the right time with the right friends, and someone said, hey, you know, what about internet? What about an internet business? And I was like, uh-huh, yep, that's the one. And that was it. And it was a lot of faith. And it just resonated with me. And I literally said, that sounds great. I'm going to start an internet business. And that was 6 years ago. And luckily, I was right. Luckily, my intuition served me well. And I knew it would be a good idea 6 years ago. And 6 years later, it was a better idea than I even knew. So it was a good, that's how it happened.
Yeah, no, and it makes total sense. I mean, which of us does not shop through the internet? I mean, most people do their shopping for, birthday presents, Christmas presents, and a whole bunch of stuff on the internet, just because, you know, you can get better deals that way most of the time, because there are savings to the stores that they don't have the overhead of.
Everything's going online. It just is the way of this world. Now, of course, there will always be offline services, and there will always be industries that have nothing to do with the internet, and that's fantastic. And the internet is expanding, and more things are going to the internet, and more money is spent online every year. This is like fun fact, just to give people an idea of spending online, $176 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars, were spent online last year alone. And that number grows every year right now. Like right now, the internet is expanding tremendously, and people are moving their spending habits in many, many ways, from brick and mortar or from calling in orders to going straight to the internet and making their purchases, whatever that is, from stores, booking hotels online, travel, from whatever it is, more and more people are going online. And so again, for me, you know, looking for a way to get out of my job, it seemed to be a good choice. And again, lucky me, I was right. It was a good choice for me.
Yeah. And like I said, that, and it makes perfect sense, because if you're still pursuing your artistic businesses, you know, singing and acting, you need to be able to take off at certain times, and you need something that's a little bit that provides you that flexibility. So absolutely, it makes sense for you. And yeah. I can see where this would even make sense for somebody who has a small child, or, you know, children at home that want to be at home, but still need to make income to supplement, you know, the family household.
Income. Yes. And that's actually, so interestingly, you say that. So my mission with my internet company is to empower women to change their financial future. Now, every time I say that, some man who's listening right now is like, come on, what about me? It's not that I don't work with men. I love men. I work with them. I help them. And I have a passion for empowering women. I really do. I have a passion for helping women. And just like you said, Martha, you know, women who are stay-at-home moms or wish they could be stay-at-home moms, you know, whatever, you know, women and people who have their other businesses and their other passions and other things they want to do, I am so committed to, you know, the mission and the vision of allowing them to have the freedom to do what they want. Like, it's just a big piece of my puzzle. I love to live from choice, and I love to empower people to live from a place of choice, as a place instead of, well, I have to do this, and I have to do this, and I have to do that. I don't like it. I like choice. I like choice in my life, and I like to empower other people to have choice in their lives.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. How do people out there, I mean, are any tips on what you looked for so that you can identify the scams out there, the things that are, you know, are not the right choice? Because I know there are certain things I look for, but I want to hear what you looked for.
Okay. So that is such a fantastic question. So I'm going to go back one tiny step and talk about, so if someone's listening and they're like, okay, yeah, great, Bridget, like I'll live from choice and start an internet business, what does that even look like? So the rewind is, it all starts with build versus buy. I'm going to start there, and here's what I mean by that, is if you want to sell whatever you want to sell online. It doesn't, anything. You want to sell pots and pans, you want to do online travel, you want to sell calculators, you want to sell recipes. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do, you can either hire a web developer to create a website for you. Now, we're talking about a monetized website, so not a billboard. I'm not talking about just a billboard online, which is great, too, for other things, but I'm not talking about just sort of an online brochure, but a place where people can go 24/7, they click, they buy, you make money. So a monetized website that sells products right from your website. You can either hire a web developer to build you one, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a moment. Or you can actually buy. There are some amazing templated websites out there right now, some amazing sort of turnkey tools that I use, and I promote to people. I help people get set up with these tools that you actually can purchase a sort of pre-designed, pre-developed website that already has different products or are in different niche markets, that you can then take that website and promote it. So that's the step back, is build or buy. Like, hire someone to build you a website, or you can purchase a design developed templated website that is a little more turnkey. And depending on what you personally want to do online, they're both fantastic options. It just depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah, and I can totally see that. And for those folks out there who are like me, I'm very plain about this stuff. You know, even though I'm pretty savvy techie wise, as you know, Bridget.
Yeah.
I still think about it as a very basic thing. But for me, if I were looking at this, it would be to supplement my current income, business income. And I wouldn't, if it wasn't my primary business, let's say, I would want maybe then something turnkey that's ready for to go for me that I don't have to do a lot of work on in terms of signing up for different affiliate programs here and there and all over the place.
Yeah, and that's actually my, that's really the niche market that I cater to, and one of my, the big areas of my expertise is setting people up with turnkey tools that literally are super plug and play. Like, you, you get your website, you follow a system, you make money. Done, done, and done. Because I'm with you. Like, I'm not here to have, I didn't start my internet business to have another job. I started my internet business to have freedom. So the easier, the better.
Ooh, we're coming up onto the break. We'll pick this up, this conversation, in a few minutes. And join us back after the break with Bridget Brady.
You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day.
Remember, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Eleanor Roosevelt, this is Know the Radio Show, helping you cure the disease to please. And we'll be right back with more from Martha Sanchez after these on the Rockstar Radio Network. Have you ever thought that maybe there was more to life than what you have? Have you ever looked at other more fortunate people and said, why can't I have that? Do you know that greater potential lies deep within you, which all you have to do is learn how to tap into it, and your life will improve, perhaps dramatically? Get ready for the Power to Create Your Life Radio, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. World-renowned author, speaker, and coach Michael Stevenson is an expert in how to use your entire mind, both conscious and subconscious, to live a happy, fulfilled, prosperous, and healthy life. Author of the book, Unstuck, The Owner's Manual for Success, and creator of the live event, The Power to Create Your Life Now, Michael has spent the last 14 years teaching people to tap into the vast resources you have available within you. Join Michael and his guests weekly for a fun, empowering way to start your week on The Power to Create Your Life Radio, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Are you happy with your life? Satisfied with the direction you're taking? More importantly, are you content with the results you're seeing? Then Success Profiles Radio is the program for you. Join host Brian K. Wright as he talks to experts in many areas relating to life success, including expertise in leadership, business, relationships, careers, networking, health, overcoming adversity, and much more. Each week, we'll explore different aspects of success and how to apply them to your life. For more on Brian and the show, check out his website, BrianKWright.com. Each week is a dose of inspiration. So many people live their lives wanting more than they currently have. Success Profiles Radio is a show that will clearly demonstrate the principle, if I can do it, you can do it. So don't miss this opportunity to take control of your life and your results. Success Profiles Radio with Brian K. Wright, Mondays at 5 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Welcome back to Know, the radio show, that's K-N-O-W Know, with Martha Sanchez. She's here to provide you with information and resources that will empower you to balance your life, both personally and professionally, guiding you to become a healthier, happier, and more productive you. So let's get back to the show. It's Know, the radio show, empowering women one topic at a time on the Rockstar Radio Network. And here again is your host, Martha Sanchez.
Welcome back. And that last little segment creeped up, the end creeped up on us very quickly. So let me wrap up, because I think this is a very important point that you made, Bridget, about build versus buy. And for those of us that are not techie, the build one is the one you have to, as she said, hire a web developer to build a website. You have to have a mechanism to actually take credit card charges that's secure. You have to have a link to your bank account. You have to have also all the affiliates. So you might have to go to different places. Like if you want to develop an affiliate relationship with Macy's, you'd have to sign up for theirs. If you wanted one with a Target, you'd have to sign up for theirs. If you wanted one with Walmart, you'd have to sign up with theirs. So whomever you wanted to have an affiliate relationship with to get a commission from, you'd have to sign up individually. So that's a lot of work. And then not only that, you have to maintain the site on a regular basis, make sure it's not hacked, make sure it's, no links are broken at any time and all the links are updated. So there's a lot of work behind the scene that takes up a lot of time on this versus the buy one, which, as Bridget says, it's a template. You buy it ready to go. The only thing you have to arrange, I guess, is how you're going to get paid and how the money is going to go in your bank account. Is that about right, Bridget?
That is a lovely overview. That's a lovely overview. And I'm just going to add this. I would never want to discourage someone from, building the website of their dreams and putting the products of their dreams on their website. I'm not saying not to do that. But I've been in the information technology industry now for almost 20 years. I've owned my own internet company for 6. I promise you, starting from scratch is the harder, slower, longer, more expensive pathway. It just is. It's not a bad path. It just is harder, slower, longer, more difficult, which is, a synonym for harder. The market that I cater to, I love live TV. The market that I cater to is absolutely like yourself, Martha, or like a lot of different people I work with who say, I just want to make some money online. Like, what's the easiest, fastest, least expensive way to do that? And that is the buy model. That is the buy an existing tool. Like I said, there's so many great ones now. That is the market I cater to. And I have something fun that I'm doing for your audience, Martha. Would you like to? I know you know what it is. Would you like me to tell them?
Yes, go ahead, Bridget. Tell them. I'll let you reveal.
I'll do the reveal. So I'm doing some free 30-minute teleseminars or calls that go into this information more in depth. It is very hard to try to convey all of this in this one moment on the radio show. So what I've set up are some free for your listeners, calls that will go over some strategies, some of the theory behind all of this, and then more specifically, I'm actually going to be showing off the specific tools that not only I use, but the specific tools that I help people get set up with. So the specific templated websites with all the different niche markets and all the different affiliate programs. And I'm going to literally be taking your listeners through step by step. This is the tool. Here's how you use it. Here's how you can make money. And if you would like to register for one of my free calls, you can go to KnowRadio, and that's, of course, KNOW Radio, knowradio.eventbrite.com. And it's Eventbrite, EventBrite.com. So knowradio.eventbrite.com. Please register for one of my free calls. I will literally take you step by step through what this actually looks like. So if you're like, yes, I'd like to make money online, please, as quick and easy as possible, please come to one of my calls and I'll show you how to get it done.
Oh, how awesome. Oh, my God. And to get you to do everybody's research for them, that's a very valuable asset right there.
Yeah, no, it's true. I spent years trying to figure out how this was all supposed to come together. And again, it finally, you know, all came together. And it's not, you know, it's not without struggle, and it's not without, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. It's not without still things to figure out every day. But I will tell you what, I am so much happier than I was when I worked in a cubicle, like unbelievably so. So it was definitely a good choice for me.
Yeah. And let me ask you one of the other hard questions that you know I was going to ask is, yes, how quickly did you get a return on your investment?
Oh, well, I also started with templated websites, with turnkey websites. I did not, I do now have a couple of my own websites years down the road, but I also started with some templated websites that I purchased, and I personally, because they're so inexpensive, I mean, so inexpensive to buy one of these templates. So I got my investment completely returned to me within 1 month of starting my business, which I know sounds like insanity, especially for traditional business owners who, you know, there's often like 2, 3, 5 year process of recouping your investment. But we're talking about the internet. So, you know, we're talking about really, you know, low investment, low cost tools that are very easy to recoup your investment. So for me, it was a month. 1 month. That's me.
Yeah. And reality wise though, because you're sort of, you had a little bit more savvy, you had done a lot more research, but from somebody new coming on board, how long could a normal person right off the street expect to get at least?
Unlike me, we're talking about normal people now, normal people. I have now worked, gosh, I'm so lucky. I have helped hundreds, nearing thousands, but I have literally helped hundreds of people create income using the internet. Anywhere from a few hundred dollars a month to several thousand dollars a month. And I would say on average with the tools and strategies I offer, I would say most people recoup their investment within 30 to 90 days. Because again, it's very, very inexpensive to get started. It's not about a big money investment. The internet's not about a big money investment. That's not what it's about, which is also part of why I've become so passionate about empowering others to do the, you know, to use the strategies I've used and do what I've done. I think 30 to 90 days is fair. You know, so we're talking about 3 months. I've seen some people, it's taken them 6 months to recoup their investment, but we're not talking about a long time. Absolutely not.
Yeah. And to me, I think it's just like anything else. It depends on what you put into it. You know, there's a saying that says, whatever you put in, you get out. So.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and here's what I would recommend, because, you know, now we're kind of getting into a little bit more nitty gritty. What I would recommend is, if you are interested in creating an online income strategy, whether that's to replace your JOB income or just as a multiple stream of income, I tell people that too. Like, if you want to get rid of your job, this is a way you can do it. But I think everyone could benefit from making some money online. I think that pretty much everyone could benefit from having some monetized websites that are bringing in some extra passive income. That's my opinion. Of course, I'm biased. I love the internet, but that's my opinion. So here's what I would suggest. If this is even remotely interesting to you, come to one of the free calls so you can really see it and touch it. Cause I'm going to have you actually like look at my different tools, like touch things, play with things, like really get a chance to, get a deeper look and see where it might be a good fit or not a good fit. So I think that's actually the better answer than like how long to recoup the investment or like those are interesting questions and I think they're important questions. But I would say come to the call, learn some really cool stuff. The calls are 30 minutes each and I teach you really fun things. So I would say come to a call and then, you know, and then you can kind of see what might be a good fit for you. Again, if making money online is of interest to you.
Excellent, excellent. And I ask those questions because everybody, you know, that's a big thing on everybody's mind, not realizing, you know, even though it may be a low ticket, it may not be a huge ticket item, as you said, your time investment is always worth money. So you also have to consider that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And anything you do, whether that's starting an internet business, or, you know, going to the gym or starting a new relationship or, I mean, there, you know, things that have value often take some time investment. And so, you know, that's, I agree with you. It's important, but it sort of depends on, you know, again, what's important to you. Like to me, it was critical that I got out of my JOB because I felt like it was, you know, draining my soul. So for me, I was more than happy to put some time into learning about making money online.
No, perfect. And that's exactly what I wanted to hear from you, because realistically, anything that you want to do, there's no magic bullet. And if anybody tells you there is a magic bullet, it's a scam.
They're
as
lying.
Far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Right.
All right. We'll be right back with Bridget Brady.
No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Eleanor Roosevelt, this is Know the Radio Show, helping you cure the disease to please. And we'll be right back with more from Martha Sanchez after these on the Rockstar Radio Network. Tune in to DC Live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network for a fun and entertaining look into the music industry with your host, producer, songwriter, and musician, Don Cromwell. DC Live will feature interviews and live performances with an emphasis on connecting you, the fan, with the artist. Guests will include both established and new artists, as well as behind-the-scenes professionals. There'll also be live in-studio and phone interviews, plus music associated with featured artists and live performances on a regular basis, and a special segment of each show devoted to unknown musicians and bands. For more on Don, check out his website, doncromwellmusic.com. Ever wonder how the music business really works? What happens in a studio? And what goes into making a hit record? Then be here for the interviews, insights, and live performances. It's DC Live, hosted by producer, songwriter, and musician Don Cromwell, Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. The IRS can and will track your income. Can you? It's time to bulletproof your taxes. Yes, bulletproof your taxes with host Nellie Williams, Fridays at 1 Eastern on the Rockstar Radio Network. As a business owner, you know that tax deductions can lower your tax liability, but deciding which expenses are deductible and how to claim them can be confusing, frustrating, and ultimately costly when you're wrong. Former IRS audit supervisor Nellie Williams will help you learn what is deductible and when to take that deduction to avoid raising IRS red flags. She'll teach you how to survive an IRS audit so you don't have to pay more tax, interest, or penalties. Each week, Nellie will be here to teach us as entrepreneurs and small business owners how to pay our fair share and not a penny more. Check out her website, bulletproofyourtaxes.com. Then join us for Bulletproof Your Taxes with host Nellie Williams, Fridays at 1 Eastern on the Rockstar Radio Network. Welcome back to Know the Radio Show. That's K-N-O-W Know with Martha Sanchez. She's here to provide you with information and resources that will empower you to balance your life, both personally and professionally, guiding you to become a healthier, happier, and more productive you. So let's get back to the show. It's Know the Radio Show. Empowering women one topic at a time on the Rockstar Radio Network. And here again is your host, Martha Sanchez.
Thank you for joining us for our final segment of Know the Radio Show with Bridget Brady. And Bridget, we were talking about keeping it real for our audience, that this is not, I hate those things that tell you, you know, do this and you'll make $3,000 in one day. You know, we were just talking about that at the break. I mean, that's not real.
I'm going to poo-poo anyone's thing. Like, you know, I love me some entrepreneurs, and I love people promoting their own business and their own value. But I see that stuff on Facebook all the time. Like, I love my business, right? I made $3,000 in one day. And they, like, you know, they're showing whatever, they're showing their paycheck or something. And I always, and I'm not going to do it on Facebook, but I want to be like, what did you do before this day? You didn't just start your business and make $3,000. Now, it's okay. Like, you know, lots of people make $3,000 in a day. It's totally possible. It's certainly, it's possible in lots of arenas. It's possible in lots of business models. You know, it's certainly possible using the internet. But I agree with you. Like, I like to keep it real. I love that you say that. And yeah, no matter what you do, any business is going to require your work, your energy, your effort. And so my recommendation is just decide, you know, what's important to you, where you want to put that energy. And again, I said this sort of before the break, but for me, time freedom was of utmost importance to me. And so for me, that's why I started my internet business, is because it gave me time freedom, which is really what I wanted, so I could pursue my passions, travel the world. I'm a big traveler. I love to travel and spend time with the people I love. That's what's important to me. So, yeah, so, you know, no BS. Everything's going to take work. And so you just have to decide what's important. That's my advice.
Yeah, and I love that about when you talk about that, it is exactly that. If you just want to get a little bit out of it, then you put in a little bit of time. If you want more out of it, you put in a little bit more at it, more time. However, it's still the buy versus build model. One does tend to require a little bit more time than another, obviously.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, buying a templated website as opposed to building from scratch will absolutely be simpler, easier. Again, that's the market I cater to. I cater to people who want the faster path to cash. It's not the win a lottery ticket path. It's not the, you know, get rich quick scheme path, but it is the faster path. That's what I found, so that's what I promote.
Yeah, perfect. And that's the point I wanted to get across. Well, Bridget, I know that part of your model, because as doing my research for the show, you know, part of your model is you utilize a lot of social media forums and different avenues, mobile marketing for your online business. You want to give a couple of tips, maybe three tips to the folks out there?
I would love to. Okay, so three quick tips for making money online. I'll give four quick tips. Two for social media marketing. One is find three or four platforms that you really like and focus there. I'm not saying don't register your name everywhere. You can, but I personally would say, you know, pick some of the big boys, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest is certainly an up-and-comer, LinkedIn. Find three or four platforms that you like and really hook in. Social media marketing is about creating relationships. So it's not necessarily how many social media marketing platforms can you be a part of and like scatter seeds and hope. It's about creating relationships. So that's tip one. Tip two, social media marketing is the 75-25 rule. 75% of all your social media marketing content should be just that, content, value adds or entertainment or relatively personal tidbits that let people get to know you better. So at least 75% of your posts, I recommend, are value-adding posts, are content for your audience, content for the people you're building relationships for. And then 25% of the time, absolutely, you have an opportunity to promote your products, promote your services, promote your radio shows, promote your calls, promote whatever you're doing, but make sure that at least 75% of your posts are continuing to add value and create and build stronger relationships. Number two is build your list. She or he with the largest list wins. Now, I know, you know, I do email marketing. I do mobile marketing, which is text message marketing. Yes, there's social media. Yes, there's so many great ways to advertise. And when it comes to email and mobile marketing and really, you know, promoting, it is lovely to have a list of people who already know you, like you, and trust you. So always be building your list with opt-in pages. I know I teach all this stuff. This is the quick hit. So how with opt-in pages or meeting people, you know, on the street, always be collecting their information, always be building your list so that you have, you know, a greater breadth of people to be able to market and also add value to. And then number three, quick tip is offline marketing absolutely helps you build your online business. You will never replace looking someone in the eye and smiling at them and shaking their hand and meeting them. I love the internet, but you can't replace personal connection. So when you're out in the world, talk to people, promote your value, talk about your business. Get to know people in the real world. You can still be driving traffic to your online business, creating better relationships, and creating fans in the world when you meet them and they get to, you know, eyeball to eyeball, belly to belly, they get to know you. That will absolutely help you build your online business. Those are my three tips.
Oh, fabulous, fabulous. Well, tell us a little bit about your book.
Oh, yay! Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay, so I am in like the final moments of finishing my book. It is called Jobs to Jammies, and it is my ultimate guide to being a super successful work in your PJs entrepreneur. And if someone it's going to come out in the next 30 days, for real now. So many people have been waiting for this book. It took longer than I thought. So if anyone is interested in a smoking deal on the advanced release, you can go to jobstojammies.com, which is JOBSTOJammies, JAMMIES.com, jobstojammies.com, and I'll be doing the pre-release very soon. But it's about everything I've kind of been talking about, and it's a little bit about, you know, I fell down and skinned my knees so many times. I was, you know, laying on my couch crying so many times trying to make all this work. So it's really a book about how to transition out of your corporate America job. How do you set up your workspace? How do you utilize? I do have a chapter on social media marketing and networking in the world. And like, how does all this work? Like, if you want to be an entrepreneur, how do you actually make it happen? So how do you go from your job to your jammies? So if, again, jobstojammies.com, you can go ahead and register for an advanced copy. So it's very exciting.
Ooh, I'm curious. I'm curious. I want to see the cover.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, that's awesome. And tell the folks again a little bit more about, we have about 2 minutes left before the end of the show. I don't know if you wanted to share a little bit more in depth about the free teleseminars again.
Sure. Yeah, I can take a minute to do that. So again, if you have any interest in making money online, so who these teleseminars are for are really for anyone who wants to start making money online or who wants to make more money online. So if you don't have a website or you have a website, but you're not, it's not fully monetized. you're not getting those daily hits and having people buy products from you every day. Please come to one of my calls. Again, you can register at KnowRadio, K-N-O-W radio, dot eventbrite.com, eventbrite.com, KnowRadio.eventbrite.com. And we spend 30 minutes, and again, we talk a little bit about, you know, the concept behind making money online, and then we go through some specific tools that I do a lot of affiliate marketing. I know you talked a little bit about that, Martha, but some affiliate marketing, some really great niche websites I help people get set up with in different industries that might be of interest to them. And so we go through the different tools that are available to you and the different ways to turn those tools into money, different tools and strategies, so that you know, you can get some of that elusive make money while you sleep money, that money that you literally make while you sleep, that a lot of, you know, that can be found on the internet. So that's what we go over, and it's 30 minutes and it's really fun. So
fabulous. And if, for those of you, just in case you are not someplace that you can write it all down, if you go to the Know the Radio Show on the Rockstar Radio Network, the Know the Radio Show page, you'll see a banner on the right hand side, and that'll have a link that will take you to sign up to that teleseminar, that free teleseminar. Thank you again, Bridget. It's wonderful that having you on the show. And
Martha, I loved being here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And I can't wait to see that book and the cover.
Thank you for being a part of Know, the radio show with your host, Martha Sanchez, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Be sure to join us again next Tuesday.